Zakh Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Once again, we're discussing the issue of whether or not the Edom should be Mechal Shabbos when L'cha'ayra there is no need for their testimony. Zakh Mishnah Maisa, there was a story. She'avru, that they were passing through, Yoser Me'arboim Zug, more than 40 pairs of Edos were on their way. They were going to Yerushalayim to testify that they saw the moon. And they were passing through Lud, where Rabbi Akiva lived. And Rabbi Akiva said, well, wait, where's everyone going? The Ikvan Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva held them back in Lud. Don't be Michal Shabbos. If there are so many Edom, Vadai, everyone saw it, and they know about it in Yerushalayim. There's no need for these Edom. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah, that if there's an open, clear moon, you're not Michal Shabbos. Shalach Le Rabbi Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel heard about this, now remember, Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi, when he heard what Rabbi Akiva did, he sent a shliach to Rabbi Akiva to give him Musar. He said, Im ma'akev ata es harabim, if you're going to hold back the rabbim, many people that are coming, even though they're not necessary, but nimtzeisa, it turns out, machshilan la'asid lavoi, you're going to cause them literally to stumble. In other words, there's going to be a very big problem eventually. Because what if Taka only two Edom saw the moon? They're the only ones that saw it, and they're far away from Yerushalayim. They're going to say we should start going toward Yerushalayim. What if we're going to be stopped again? Maybe the different Chacham in different places are going to stop us. And what's going to happen, being that they're the only Edom, it's going to turn out that Bezin won't be able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh in its proper time. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Chas V'Shalom, that Rabbi Akiva would hold back people from coming to do a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva also understood this. You can't discourage people when they're going to do a mitzvah to say, ah, we don't need you. Rather, there was a man named Zophar, and he was like the mayor of the town, and he held them back. So why does it say Rabbi Akiva stopped them? Because the Gemara felt, or the Mishnah felt, Rabbi Akiva should have been Meicha. He should have prevented this mayor from doing what he did, and he didn't. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that there was a story once that more than 40 sets of Edom were on the way to Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud, and Rabbi Gamliel said, you shouldn't stop them, because the next time, they're not going to want to go, and we may need them. You know that sometimes people would come to Rabbi Moshe, Zechayin Levracha, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and they would ask him simple shailas. One would perhaps imagine that a prominent Rav, especially the Pesach Hadar, would say, for this you have to come to me? That's such a narish shaila. But no, Rabbi Moshe and people like him didn't talk that way. There was an even an almana that used to knock on Rabbi Moshe's door every Friday and ask him when Lecht Sinden is. So get a calendar. Rabbi Moshe always answered everyone with the biggest smile. And despite the fact that he may have been the busiest Pesach in the world, he had all the patience in the world. He emulated the ways of Hillel, who was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, and always had patience for everyone. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that a person made a bet that he can get Hillel angry, and he asked him the most annoying questions Erev Shabbos, knowing that Hillel was getting ready for Shabbos then, but Hillel wouldn't get angry. He would never get upset. Rav Moshe would caution other Rabbanim. Even if someone comes to ask a foolish question, never look at him like, that's what you're asking me? Because the next time he may have a serious question, and if his words aren't heard, he won't come then. And that's really the lashon of the Bat Tanura over here. The Bat Tanura says, why? Machshilan la'asid lavai? Because they're going to refrain themselves from coming if they see that their words aren't heard. It's always important.